Macmillan Audio presents I'm Possible, a story of survival, a tuba, and the small miracle of a big dream. Written and read for you by me, the author, Richard Antoine White. To Cheryl White and Richard and Vivian McLean. Prologue. I'm Possible. I button up my tux and the world shifts. For a short while, everything moves at half speed. I walk slowly. I sit slowly. I speak slowly. I conserve my breath. Buzzing into my mouthpiece, I walk on stage and I am greeted by the plumage of red seats, soft and inviting. Slowly, quietly, the audience bubbles into the theater, which is aglow. They hush at the sight of us holding our instruments, flipping through the sheets on our stands, or closing our eyes, trying to get close to the music one way or another. I play the piece in my mind, letting it unfurl, just as I want it to when I put my lips on the brass mouthpiece of my tuba. I inhale an epic breath and allow myself fleetingly to think, I have made it. The lights dim. The crowd settles. The conductor raises his arms and the hall pulses alive. The harp, the piano, the woodwinds, flutes, oboes, clarinets, and bassoons, the strings, violins, violas, cellos, and bass. The percussion, snares, xylophones, bass drum, and timpani, the brass, trumpets, French horns, trombones, and tuba. All of our voices become one. One powerful voice that draws everyone present into a whole other world of hope and passion, sadness and joy, and possibility. People pay attention when you say, I'm the first. You know, the first in your family to go to college, or the first woman to be president. In my case, I'm the first African American to earn a doctorate of music in tuba performance. And when I say that, people pay attention, and sometimes they assume that I'm a genius or that I am special. Based on how my life began, I can see that my musical journey seems like a minor miracle, that even the fact of my survival is some kind of marvel. But the most miraculous part of my story is not me. It is the people who kept me from falling through the cracks, the people who saved my life, the people who cared enough to take me in, to teach me, to push me, to tell me something I wouldn't have otherwise known, and to challenge me to be better. I'm no different from the next person, although I do possess a profound belief in what is possible and a deep gratitude for how I came to be here. The first time my life was saved was on the day I was born. My mom was 17. My biological father was 19. He got locked up before I was born, and when I arrived in the world, he wasn't there. I was born premature at Berlin General Hospital and weighed just over a pound. Richard McLean, the man who raised me, said he could put me in his hand and close it. He would tell me, boy, you had all those tubes hooked up to you, coming out your nose, going into your mouth, and I would just feel so bad every time I went to go see you. Yes, sir. Sure glad you made it. Mm-hmm. The second time someone saved my life was a few months later. I have a small scar just to the right of my navel, a flat keloid scar that's as much a part of my body as my little finger or my nose. I can't remember a time when it wasn't there, but I never knew where it came from. Richard McLean's son, Ricky Jr., told me that when I was an infant, the McLean family got a call from someone in Sandtown, Pennsylvania Avenue, the neighborhood in Baltimore where I'm from, saying that there was a baby screaming in an abandoned building. Everyone knew that my mom had a baby and that she had alcohol problems, and no one wanted to call Child Protective Services on her. So they called the McLeans. Ricky Jr. came searching for me. The house was just a burnt-out shell. And when he found me, there was a mischief of rats swarming around, nibbling on my side. He shot at them. Bam! Bam! And they scattered. And he was struck with the fear that the shots would damage my hearing. It turns out, my ears are okay. To be honest, I have a great ear. I have my mom's ear. Cheryl could really sing. And she'd sing all the time. She introduced me to music, and she also...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?